Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
This was about a game where you know who the damn quarterbacks are.
Mark Ooh. With a C.
Mark James knows how to fill time.
Mark with a C.
Oh, look. No. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, come on down and call it. I mean, come on, fellas.
Mark, you sit in your chair and shut up.
Mark James with an M. He's correct.
You're not on it. You're on it at all.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Well, here we are Sunday afternoon, not usually used to doing Sundays, but nonetheless very happy and glad to be with you. It's actually kind of a balmy day here in Boston throughout New England, so we're kind of lucky considering all things considered. There's a lot of things to get to. I'm actually going to hit on a non-sports topic, that Jussie Smollett thing. I'm utterly intrigued by this. Like, you have no idea. And I know it's not sports, but I'll tie it into sports some way, somehow. And even though it's not sports, well, who cares? Because it's a human interest story. I'm not in the business of being just right. I like to be right most of the time. Most of the time I am. Sometimes a little off. Phony Michelle. But I'm in the business of interesting. And that's all I care about. And if something piques my interest, then I believe that it should pique yours. Because I'll be real with you. I don't care about soccer. I don't care about the WNBA. Golf, aside from the four majors, other than the four majors, I don't care about. Because it just doesn't interest me. I just don't. I'm sorry. And to be real with you, aside from Red Sox, Yankees, and American League East, and the Mets a little bit, I don't care about baseball more than anything. I mean, I do love baseball, but not the way I love football. Not the way I love basketball. And Steph Curry playing tonight, I'm not as... At the beginning of the week, I thought it was a bad look. To miss back-to-back games and your team wins a huge game on the road coming off back-to-back losses to the Lakers and Clippers. So I was a little perturbed by this to begin with in the beginning of the week. Now, I'm just a little apathetic towards it. I'm like, whatever. Just don't hurt yourself. Don't pull a Robert Edwards. Patriot fans, remember that? In the 98 in Hawaii in the Pro Bowl, in that beach volleyball game, and it basically ended not only his upcoming season, but the rest of his career, and he looked like he was going to be a tremendous running back after his rookie season here in New England. Just take it easy. You know, don't do anything. The thing to me about the Celtics, and I was trying to, before the show, and I really, all season long, this team, they're so bipolar. You just never know which team's going to show up. And I think with the Celtics, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on this. Tell me if I'm trying to draw an analogy and I'm reaching, but I don't think I am. I think this year's Celtics team is a vivid reminder of the 2017 Boston Red Sox. Not last year. Not the 108-win team who breezed through the ALDS, the ALCS, and the World Series. No, not that team. The team the season before that won their second straight AL East division, never been done before in the history of the franchise, their second straight 93-win season. But what was the one word that we heard about the 2017 Boston Red Sox? Unlikable. And justifiably so, starting with David Price and the whole episode that he pulled the team playing against Hall of Famer and tremendous Nesson broadcaster Dennis Eckersley. And that was just really a microcosm of that team. Here's another thing I didn't like about that team. The win, dance, repeat crap. Oh, my God. I mean, it's one of those things in sports, along with the home run. And I'm glad that Benintendi, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Mookie Betts / J.D. Martinez this last year did away with that garbage. Oh, to me, when I saw that, it was like it was the epitome of like looking at Rosie O'Donnell in a thong. It was just shrinkage, utter, total shrinkage. And that was just that wasn't something that really made the team unlikable, but that was just another log on the fire. To quote Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall. But that team, the David Price incident with Dennis Eckersley, upsetting, you know, calling him out in front of everybody, and then not coming back with a sincere, altruistic apology, and instead just, oh, I'm still here, you know, he can approach me, he can find me, and I'm paraphrasing here. And then Dustin Pedroia, who was, from what I heard and all accounts, the ringleader in that whole thing, and I know people who were on that flight, okay? So when Dustin Pedroia told Rob Bradford on WEEI.com that he was not part of that, that was a lie, because he was. He was part of that. He was egging Price on. It was a bad look. And even the worst part thereafter was when David Price talked about it. And they asked him, you know, so, you know, what happened? You know, well, oh, some people just don't know what it's like. They just don't know how hard. Excuse me? I'm sorry. You do know who you were talking about, right? You do know that Dennis effing Eckersley. You do know he's a Hall of Famer. He was a Cy Young winner. He's this side of Mariano Rivera, and still to this day, some people could say, arguably, operative word, the greatest reliever in baseball history. Some people don't know what it's like. Dude played a quarter of a century in Major League Baseball. Guy had his wife, his first wife, stolen away, and he's talked about this openly, from another former teammate. Was it Rick Manning, I believe, in Cleveland? Guy went through a bout of alcoholism and some things and some personal problems when he was in Chicago, and he was a member of the Cubs, and he was depressed, and he came out and openly admitted it, and he resurrected his career as a reliever with the Bash Brothers in the late 80s Oakland A's. And even after that should have been dynasty folded, Eck was still great, going on to win a Cy Young in 1992. So when David Price came, some people just don't know what it's like. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? And then Hanley Ramirez, who is Hanley being Hanley, there was that. John, and I didn't even get to the worst part. John Farrell, who, wow, I don't know if I don't know if Rick Pitino was as hated in Boston as John Farrell was. And he actually won something in his first year. But just John Farrell and his whole disingenuous way. And I'm not saying Brad Stevens like that, but there are certain similarities. When I look at this Celtics team, they remind me a lot of the 2017 Boston Red Sox. Still good. Red Sox won 93 games, got bounced in the first round to the Astros, but they were utterly unlikable. Offseason comes around. Goodbye, John Farrell. Hello, Alex Cora. Spring training starts. Hello, J.D. Martinez. And the Red Sox, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, last year got off to like a 17-2 start, and they never looked back on their way to winning 108 games. Best team in baseball from start to finish, and culminating with their fourth World Series title in the last 15 years. So all's well that ends well. And I'm hoping that somehow, some way, this Celtics team can push a button. But the Red Sox fixed it the year after, not that season, because they got worked in the ALDS by the Astros that year, who went on to beat the Dodgers. But for me, in terms of likability, this Celtics team, when I look at Jaylen Brown, I see a little David Price and Hanley Ramirez. When I look at Terry Rozier, I see a little Dustin Pedroia. Oh, and by the way, I'm so glad this week that Dustin Pedroia came out and said that he's not going to play until he's 41 like Tom Brady. Oh, dude, Petey, thank you very much for that one. Hey, Petey, I'm not going to date Charlotte McKinney or Adriana Lima. Hey, Pedroia, I just worried about you making it to the All-Star break. Forget about 41. I'm just worried about the fact that this team's on the hook for your ass for the next three seasons for a grand total of nearly $40.5 some odd million. That's what I'm worried about. So forget about playing until you're 40 or 41 and Tom Brady and all that stuff. Like last year, Hanley Ramirez did more for the Red Sox than Dustin Pedroia. Much more. Much more. And you could tell. You can totally see this day. I mean, he played three games. He was all, I think, you know, listen, Pedroia had his prime. And now he's on the back nine, probably six holes of his career. I don't know if he'll make it through the end of the contract here in Boston. He's guaranteed to get that money no matter what. But if you can get 125, 130 games out of him this year, great. But I wouldn't bet on it. And I'm certainly not holding my breath. But this Celtics team, when you look at a little bit, you know, and I don't know if that Red Sox team had infighting as much as they just couldn't stand their damn manager, John Farrell. Because the Celtics, from everything I know, and I'm in the locker room quite often, probably covered over 21 games at home this season, the Celtics, they respect Brad Stevens. They like Brad Stevens. They know Brad Stevens isn't full of crap the way Farrell was. So there's that. But there's a likability factor that I'm looking at this Celtics team right now. And here's another thing. The Marcus Morris soundbite after the blown 28-point lead last week against Doc Rivers and the Clippers.
I mean, for me, it's not really about the loss, but the attitudes that we're playing with. You know, guys are, you know, hanging their heads. It just doesn't, it's not fun, man. Like, it's not fun. We're not competing at a high level. You know, even though we're winning, it's still not, it's just not fun. You know, I don't see the joy in the game. I watch all these other teams on the league, guys up on the bench, they're jumping on the court, they're doing all, you know, other stuff that this look like is they're enjoying, you know, their teammate success, they're enjoying everything, and they're playing together, and they're playing to win. And when I look at us, I just see a bunch of individuals.
That spoke volumes to me right there. And, you know, I like Marcus Morris just because he's a guy who tells it like it is. When it comes to sound bites, him and Kyrie, maybe there's an ulterior motive sometimes with Kyrie offering up the I called my big brother LeBron information. I didn't think that was a good look whatsoever. But this team, there's a likability factor. Where last year, do you remember last season? Gordon Hayward goes down the first game of the year. Kyrie puts the team on his back until right around March Madness time, gets hurt, and pretty much is out for the rest of the season, including the playoffs, can't play. And this team seemed to galvanize, and everybody got so behind them. They were sharing. It was no, you know, like Jaylen Brown was into it. Jason Tatum was just a wet behind the ears rookie. And it, like this team, you just wanted to wrap your arms around them. It's like, man, look what this team's accomplishing right now without their two best players, Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. This year, though, I don't know. There's something amiss when I look at this Celtics team. And it, and I don't want to see, ultimately, when this team gets to the playoffs. I mean, I could see this team facing Golden State and having a rematch like we had here on Saturday night, a week before the Super Bowl, and that epic game where Kyrie Irving literally put this team on his back. I could see the Celtics hitting that FU button and getting to the finals.
That's a possibility.
Yes. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I could also see this team getting bounced in four games in the first round. That's a possibility too, John. So therein lies the similarities when I look at this Celtics team as opposed to the 2017 Boston Red Sox. Very similar. Now, the Red Sox fixed it. Bye-bye, Hanley. Hello, JD. Dustin Pedroia got hurt last year, and he was nowhere near the player. He only played three games last season. He got a ring for nothing. I mean, he didn't do anything to help the team. Matter of fact, in those three games he played, he was so god-awful, he actually hurt the team. So he might be a three-time World Series champion on paper. Realistically, he's a two-time World Series champion in terms of rings earned 2007 and 2013. But look at the similarities, and you will start to see some parallels. 617-779-7937. If I'm off, tell me. Tell me, say, no, you're off on this one. Kyrie Irving, do you have a problem with him playing in the game tonight? Is it a bad look? I don't think it's a good look. I'm not saying it's a horrible look, but I am saying that when you come off two back-to-back games and your team wins a huge one in Philly against this team that they were heralding down there, called the Fantastic Five with a PH, not an F, Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick, Embiid, Simmons, and Jimmy Butler. And then you go down there coming off back-to-back losses, horrible blown leads at home to the lowly Lakers, who are in the lottery as of today, and the Clippers, who are an 8 seed. To go down to Philly, to me, that showed some chutzpah. That showed some perseverance and showed the ability to be resilient when it was called for. And that's a kudo to Brad Stevens. I'm just not so sure long-term if Brad Stevens is the coach that's going to get this team over the hump. I'm wondering if Brad Stevens is the Doug Collins to the next coach, Phil Jackson. Not saying Phil Jackson's going to be here, but the next coach they bring in where Michael Jordan was good, but he could never make it to the finals until Phil got there. And they were able to kick the door down on the Bad Boys back in 91. And I don't know, maybe Brad Stevens is. I'm not sold yet. And there's no coach in the history of this city that has been given a pass more than Brad Stevens has. Nobody. And I don't know why. But he's been given a pass for a very long time now. And listen, he's a good coach. He's not a top 10 coach in the NBA. He's not even close. He's not, I mean, maybe he's lower top 10. But I can think right now of guys that I would go with over Brad Stevens in a heartbeat. In an absolute, I mean, Mike Malone, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, Billy Donovan. Five off the top of my head. And I'm not kidding you. Maybe Quinn Snyder. Nate McMillan. Definitely Mike Budenholzer. Those are eight guys I just gave you. And you could argue one or two and say, oh, Nate McMillan or, you know, fine. It's arguable. It's arguable. But I don't know if Brad has the cachet to be able to get this team to the next level. And I brought this up, and people sort of ignore what I've said this. I said, when you talk to Kyrie Irving, if you ever ask him about Mike Krzyzewski, he calls him coach. And when you ask him about Brad Stevens, he calls him Brad. And maybe I'm looking way too into it, but I just think that, I mean, you know and I know, Kyrie runs that locker room. Hell, Kyrie runs the team right now up until July 1st. He basically, with all due respect to Wick Grosbeck and the managing general partner and his co-owners, it's Kyrie's team. And they're doing everything they can to keep him here and lock him up for the prime of his career, as they should. And again, if you want to be one of those people out there that tells me the Celtics are a better team without the best closer in the game, Kyrie Irving, feel free, because I will go at it with you at 617-779-7937, because I'm going to tell you right now, there's, to quote Vince McMahon, no chance in hell the Celtics are better off without Kyrie Irving. No way. Kyrie Irving has made this franchise relevant again. It's been a long time, really since the KG Garnett Pierce era when it ended after the 2013 season. Kyrie is the one who's made this organization relevant. So I'm not willing to part with that guy. Now, I'm also throwing some things out here today. I'm vacillated back over to the I don't want to pull the trigger for Anthony Davis trade right now. I just don't want to. And I don't know what it is, but when Jason Tatum came out last night and it was on WEEI.com, it says, I want to spend my whole career in Boston. I believe him. I don't think it's his agent talking. I think the kid is completely sincere and totally altruistic about his comments. I really do. And I, as much as I would love to see Anthony Davis here, I'm not doing it. I'm not trading Jason Tatum. I'll give him 3 first-round picks, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford. I'll put a package together that would, you know, because if Danny Ferry's going to be the long-term GM there, he's the interim GM now, I'll put a package together that, you know, I'll give him 4 first-round picks and Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, and Jaylen Brown. I'm not giving them Jason Tatum. And if Jason Tatum is the deal breaker, then I'm willing to not make that deal. And I know how great Anthony Davis is. I watched this kid when he was back in high school, when he was a guard, and he spurted about 9 inches one year. One summer, I think he grew about 6.5 inches. I love Anthony Davis. I don't know that Anthony Davis is going to guarantee this team a shot to win Banner 18. I do know that Jason Tatum wants to be here, and the kid is not even old enough to legally drink yet. And I'm willing to put my stock into someone who is exemplifying and personifying everything that the late, great Red Auerbach would be, and that's a real Celtic. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know. Anthony Davis, he wants to go to Hollywood, La La Land. And now I don't even know how much I buy his comments on, like, Boston's on his list. And he said, yeah, so aren't 28 other teams. So there's 29 teams not named New Orleans on his list right now, which to me it's BS. I believe his agent. I believe his dad. He wants to go to Hollywood or Broadway or the Bucks. That's it. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, or Milwaukee. And him coming out, no, I'll go to 29 teams. The only way I would trade for Anthony Davis, only way, and this has to be done prior to any potential deal, is if Danny Ainge, it's a sign and trade. That's it. Sign and trade. Like, the only way you're coming to Boston is if we give you a max, super max. We'll super max you. Like, you supersize fries at McDonald's. We will super max you out. And then you come here. I'm not taking a risk on a one-year rental and him bolting to go join his idol LeBron in L.A. No way. Absolutely no. Because, you know, Danny's too smart to let that happen. I don't believe Danny would put the Celtics in that type of position. 617-779-7937. I threw a lot of things at you. We'd get all your phone calls, people on hold, David, Joey, Willie, Scott, RJ. We're getting all your phone calls. Celtics. The drama. We'll talk about that. Does this team remind you of the 2017 Boston Red Sox in terms of unlikability? Trade for Anthony Davis and the comments by Marcus Morris last week, which he kind of backtracked on. But I think the real Marcus Morris, the way he really felt, was after that Clippers game. Yeah, he backtracked on it a couple days later. After he calmed down, but he was running hot Saturday night after a blown 28-point lead. I'll get to all your phone calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I mentioned maybe the Celtics being on that list. I just wanted to clarify. Is that on the list or not on the list?
29 of the teams are on my
Everyone's
list.
Everyone's on the list.
I don't have a preferred destination. Like I said, I just want to win. You know, they actually big market, small market. I don't care. You know, I want to win. You know, and obviously whatever team, you know, I get traded to, you know, play for it that year or whatever. If I get traded, I'm not sure. But just make the best of it. And then, you know, when free agency come, see what happens.
Anthony Davis, not exactly a ringing endorsement for Boston, but nonetheless, he did say that 29 teams are on his list, so you're saying there's a chance. Mark James with you on WEI, the number to get in, 617-779-7937. On a side note, for the cesspool text line at 37937, occasionally they are good for something. Give me something good in Boston. I'm trying to find the best sub shop for a meatball sub. When I get off tonight at 7:30, I want a meatball sub, and I don't want it from a franchise place. Now, I love D'Angelo's, so I'm a big D'Angelo's fan, so you don't have to sell me on them, but I want a local place somewhere around Brighton, you know, Boston, Watertown, meatball sub. Give me the best one that will be open tonight after 7:30. Because I want a meatball sub in the worst way. 617-779-7937. Like, do something, text line, other than telling me how bad I suck on the air. I mean, which you do every day. I know you will. But give me something good occasionally. Let's go right to the phones. David in Needham, lead us off today. What's up, David?
Hey, thank you very much. I'll tell you, Chris Curtis nailed it, man. It is an experience. I'm surprised the Escrita doesn't have Jimi Hendrix ask.
Oh, I know.
Before you let me on the air, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, David, I'm glad you caught that because Chris Curtis last week, and I mentioned that on the air, he said the Mark James experience, and I'm like, I kind of like this. And I mentioned it on the air. That's pretty good that you remembered that. I appreciate
it
that.
It is. And I'll tell you, I was expecting Escrita to say, are you experienced? You know, just get me on the air, but very cool. I'll tell you, you don't have an easy job, my friend. I'll tell you, with all the Boston teams, it's almost like the Meghan Trainor tune. It's all about the base. It's all about the playoffs. It's all about the playoffs. These teams can do whatever. I mean, I know you have to create it compelling. I know you have talk radio. But I mean, what? A guy got convicted of murder that was on the Patriots, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just insane what can go on during the season, but it's all about the playoffs. It's all about, you know, can they pull together? What do you think? Can the Celtics pull it together with all of this drama, which isn't much drama, but I think they can all pull it together.
No, David, this team, that's the one thing I will tell you about the Celtics and that I do believe. Like, I call it this, and it probably should come up with a better term for it, but I believe they're going to hit the FU button in the playoffs, and they're going to make a run. I know they own Philly, and I know Brett Clown took over as the coach in Philly, Brad Stevens is 21-3 against the Sixers, including beating him in 5 last year. Look what they did to him Tuesday night. I think Embiid, I think he's got, you know, there was a time in Andrew Bynum's career where Bynum was really good. He helped the Lakers to back-to-back titles. He was a real, and then he got weird, and then he got soft. He got soft. Yep. I just think there's a part of Embiid that's soft. Like the other night on Tuesday night when him and Al, and yes, could there have been a foul call against him? Sure. But instead of hustling back down the court, he bitch, moan, and complain like someone, like a little spoiled child who didn't get his way. You know,
if you want to spell fantastic with a PH, that's how you spell phony too. Am I not correct?
Yes, you are, David. Wow, David, you might be the best. You were the first call of the show. We got a lot of calls to go, but it's a very good call. I like. Yes, the Philadelphia phonies.
Listen, you're making the season as hard as it is to be on this in this city on this station and do radio. You're making it compelling on a Sunday afternoon. You just got me from Gloucester. You got me from Gloucester to Weymouth. So thank you very much.
Well, Dave, by the way, David, do you agree or am I off base on this Celtics team reminding you of the 2017 Red Sox in terms of being unlikable?
I can't. Kyrie Irving. I went to the. I was at the game against Toronto, and Kyrie hit that 35-foot three-pointer, and I just he turns. You know, for something, there's something about him. Something about him. You know, you just don't like to say that. You know, I mean, I walked into a club the other night and somebody smelled something funny outside, and I had to claim it wasn't me. You know what I mean? You just don't like it. You know.
Right. Yes. Yeah. David, appreciate the phone call. All right. Some text coming in on a great meatball sub. Andrew's sub and pizza in Winchester. Ann Woburn. Man, you know it's not a sub. It's a grind. I know it's a grinder, dude. I grew up in Western Mass. We call them grinders out there, too. I get it. But I want a good one. You know, yeah, I could go out there. Winchester, Woburn, Andrew's sub and pizza. Okay. All right. If there's something a little bit closer to Brighton, Watertown, Belmont, it would be greatly appreciated, but I could take a ride out there as long as they're open after 7:30. Joey in Worcester, you're up next. What's up, Joey?
How we doing?
Good, Joey.
Good. All right. So I was with you, everything you said, all the way up until last night. I was up all night thinking about it. What I want to say is, of course it's going to take Tatum to get Anthony Davis. And even if
I know, I know, Joe. Here's the thing. Just imagine trading girlfriends, and like your girlfriend is, you know, I don't know, Charlotte McKinney, and you're not gonna take Chelsea Clinton. You're not gonna take Chelsea Clinton. You know what I mean? You're gonna need someone who's a little more commensurate to Charlotte McKinney.
Right. So, anyways, what I'm saying is though, if you trade Tatum for Anthony Davis for 1 year, I was saying don't do it, but now I am saying do it. Because if Anthony Davis walks and Kyrie isn't here and we do have Tatum, you're going to have to pay Tatum. And I don't think he's a max contract player.
Well, so Joey's got
that money to spend elsewhere.
But Joey, he's only 20.
Yeah, but he's going to be ready for a payday either next year or the year after.
Well, that's fine.
And that kind of money.
Right, well, that's herein, Joey. Then now that's therein lies the thing. Will we see? Because I'm expecting this trajectory to just go on some meteoric ascent of proportions there and just take off for him to step up his game and become like the one thing that Jason Tatum doesn't have yet that Kyrie does. And it took Kyrie a while to get there. Jason Tatum's not a closer. He's not a closer. Kyrie is a closer. He has that closer. He's the best. He might be the best closer in the NBA, maybe even better than Steph Curry as a closer.
Right. But who knows? He might get there one day, but right now it's too much of a gamble. You take the chance on Anthony Davis and Kyrie. Hopefully they love it here. Hopefully they stay. But if not, and you trade Tatum, now you have Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, and Kyrie Irving's money.
But how are you going to get Anthony Davis? Okay, but how are you going to get Anthony Davis without giving up Tatum?
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, all three of those people, say we don't have any of them, now you have all three of their spots to fill with money. And Tatum just isn't at that point yet where I'm willing to spend all that money and just hoping he comes around. You got that money to spend on other big free agents. And if Davis and Kyrie go and you trade Tatum. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, listen.
It's just a point I haven't heard yet, and I thought of it, and I was totally with you until I thought about that point. And I'm like, you know what? Hopefully, you know, trade him for Davis. Hopefully you can have him and Kyrie together. But if not, you have that money to spend elsewhere, and that's where all I'm at.
I don't know if Dell Demps being fired, because apparently maybe I'm just reading the tea leaves here that him and Danny Ainge had some sort of communication, and that's gone now. So now that Danny Ferry is taking over down there, you know, and then I don't know if Ferry will be the end up being the full time GM. He's just the interim GM right now. So don't know what, you know, and I was in Atlanta for a little bit when Danny Ferry was the GM of the Hawks. So, I mean, he's a pretty shrewd basketball guy. He's nowhere near as good as Danny Ainge, of course. But, you know, here's the thing about the Pelicans. It's like they have to trade Anthony Davis. Why? Because if they go through another year of this discontent and discord, he will leave them. That's it. And I made this point yesterday, and I'll say it again. The Celtics are Pete Davidson. The Pelicans are Ariana Grande. And we all know it's going to end, okay? Or, excuse me. No. Let me back that up. The Celtics are Pete Davidson and Kyrie Irving is Ariana Grande. And everybody's thinking, oh, this is going to end. She's going to leave him. And you just don't know when. So the Celtics are pulling a Pete Davidson and doing everything in their power to make sure that Ariana Grande doesn't leave the way she did Pete Davidson, like we all knew she would. I mean, she woke up one day and probably looked across the bed and looked like, why is this ugly like dude in my bed? And she's like, I'm out of here. I can get any guy I want, which is true. I don't know how he pulled her off, but yeah, now, you know, so now it's like now to Pete Davidson's credit, he perhaps in a lot of people's eyes upgraded. He got Kate Beckinsale. So that's what the Celtics need to do. If Kyrie leaves, who's Kate Beckinsale? Is it Anthony Davis? Well, Anthony Davis, can you get him without Kyrie re-signing here? That's a question. 617-779-7937. Willie in Cranston. You're up next. What's up, Willie?
Hey, how's it going? It's Willie. Listen, no, and nobody's talking about these two max contracts that we have on the team that really are worth it. I think if Danny Ainge would have waited a little bit, grabbed Kyrie, we could be signing Kevin Durant in the offseason. And look, you don't trade Tatum. That guy is a Celtic. He's going to be the next Paul Pierce. If he's not worth a max contract, then who is? You gave Horford a max contract. You gave Hayward a max contract. You got to keep this guy around, if anything. No matter what happens, at least you can look and say, I have Jason Tatum, no matter who walks. Mm. And he wants to be here. But I really think that Danny Ainge slipped up on those, just in that way.
Well, how did he slip up, Willie?
I think that those two max contracts, I don't think Al Horford is a max contract.
No, I don't. By the way, you know who else isn't a max contract guy? Gordon Hayward, and he's getting it. Exactly. Gordon Hayward, the next 2 years, Willie, is getting $34 million. Now, I'm talking about after the season. Next year goes up to $34 million, and the following year's $34. That's $68 million you're going to owe for. Now, I hope this guy next year can pull a Paul George in his second year, come back from an injury, and get back to the player that he was so he used to be. But, man, if he doesn't, you are on the hook. You got, right. And you're on the hook for Horford. Horford's getting over $30 million next year, too.
Right. And if you get Davis, he's only a one-year rental. Look at what happened with LeBron James and the Heat. He didn't win it the first year. You can't sit here and tell me if Anthony Davis comes here for 1 year and you don't win it, he'll re-sign. I don't see it happening.
There's a lot of things that there's a lot of moving parts, as they say. There's a lot of variables. There's a lot of components that haven't. I think for me, the big key is if the worst thing that can happen, Willie, and shudder to think this, the worst thing that can happen is this team getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs. And then I think Kyrie's out.
100%. And then what, you know?
Then you're SOL. You're up the river without a paddle. If Kyrie's gone, if they get bounced in the first round, and it could happen, and they could make a run to the NBA Finals, it's one or the other. But if they get bounced in the first round, wow! I just like when the Celtics beat LeBron in 2010. And when LeBron was walking off the court at TD Garden, he ripped his jersey off. And that was the last time that he was in a Cavs jersey, you know, because he left to go to Miami for the decision. And I could see Kyrie just tearing his jersey off and throwing it to somebody in the crowd saying, I am out of here. You know, and he'll pull the Ask Me July 1st card, which he's entitled to it. It's a player empowerment era, folks, that you can't control these guys anymore. The owners, the GMs, the coaches, they don't have the power. It's been completely taken away from them due to what LeBron James started 9 years ago and the decision. It's all that players can keep doing this year in and year out. 617-779-7937. Still want to hear from you about the likability factor of this Celtics team. Do you view them somewhat similar to the 2017 Red Sox? Your thoughts on Kyrie Irving playing in the All-Star game tonight? Do you think he should, or do you think he should sit this one out? Because guess what? He's not sitting it out. He's playing, which to me speaks a little bit to his ego. There's no I in team, but there is an I in Kyrie. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
I could basically kept that in house and talk to my teammates, but the guys quit me at a good time. I was hot. I just spoke words real. I didn't take it out of context or point anybody out. I just said as a whole, I just felt like, we got to enjoy this process. And, when we up 20 or 30, it has to seem like we're up 20 or 30, and I think that stretches out, around the league.
That is Marcus Morris. I am Mark James, and this is WEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. All right, the leader in the clubhouse for the best meatball sub in Boston. And by the way, I know it's a grinder, but someone's just texted in, and I will give you credit. See, the text line is good for some stuff, man. Not just telling you that they want you to die and you suck. And they wish you would go jump off the Zakim Bridge and all that stuff. No, they're actually good for some stuff. Leon's Sub and Pizza in Somerville. They are the leader in the clubhouse. They will be open. They have homemade meatballs, and I'm checking out the reviews online, and it looks kind of promising. So it looks like Leon's Sub and Pizza. And by the way, they're not called Leon's Grinders. They're called Leon's Sub or Leonies or whatever. So they seem to be the leader in the clubhouse for a meatball sub after the show. And I will go out there and check them out. I've never been there before, so I'm looking forward to that. 617-779-7937. See, I'm a local guy now. I grew up in Western Mass. I'm the pride of Western Mass. I'm the greatest thing that ever come out of Western Mass since Travis Best. And I'm carrying on the legacy. See, in Western Mass, we don't have a lot of, big time. Mostly everything comes from Eastern Mass. So I'm representing the 413. And I'm out here now and privileged and obviously honored to be doing so. But yes, it's been a long time. Western Mass has had something to be proud of. And it went from Travis Best to yours truly. So Travis Best, he was the heir apparent to Kenny Anderson. He was the guy who handed the baton at point guard U at Georgia Tech to Stephon Marbury. And, hopefully I'll create for somebody from Western Mass. I wouldn't hold your breath. I mean, there's not a lot of talented people that come out of Western Mass on my level. So to get to this level, the Mark with a C. James level, you've got to be pretty special. You got to be pretty unique. 617-779-7937. Alex in Taunton for holding. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Hi. Armando's in Cambridge.
Ooh, okay. Armando's. I will look them up. Leon Sub and Pizza right now is the lead. Like I said, they are the leader in the clubhouse, but I will check Armando's. I'm looking them up right now.
Okay. And talking about the Celtics, I think I agree with you. They're not that likable. We'll see how they.
Great. I'm glad you bought. So why, in your opinion, Alex, are they not likable?
Because they're fighting with each other. I mean, Kyrie is treating the rest of the team, like he's the father, and the rest of the team needs to listen to him. And I think Brad Stevens has allowed that to happen, and so there's some discord there. I think if they win a couple of series, it'll be very good in the playoffs. But it all matters to the playoffs. And the other thing is, if Danny Ainge can sign Kyrie early, and then he can come through with a trade with Anthony Davis and do a sign and trade and keep Tatum. That's what you need to do.
But, Alex, that's just it. There's the rub. You're not going to be able to retain Tatum. You can't. He's not going to be. I agree with you. Kyrie Irving will be the catalyst to getting, you know, and setting up and locking him up. And then, you know, going for Anthony Davis, which is fine. I love where you're going. New Orleans, I don't care, you know, whether it was Dell Demps or now Danny Ferry. Why would they take anything less than Jay? To me, it's like this. It's like if you say any deal like that does not include Jason Tatum, it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter, Alex. So they're not going to do it.
Well, no, you can keep Celtics keep Tatum, but let's say. Ainge gives up everybody else, you know, Jalen Brown, all the draft picks that he has. I mean, that would rebuild the Pelicans, okay? Mm. I mean, Tatum is good, but then Tatum just came out yesterday or the day before today saying that he wants to be a Celtics forever. So there may be a change of heart somewhere, or maybe Danny Ferry and Ainge can get along and do that. I mean, if they can do a sign and trade, see, that's the other thing is if Ferry and Ainge can do a sign and trade for Anthony Davis and tell that to Kyrie Irving, then get Kyrie Irving to sign up long term, Anthony Davis to sign up long term, and then keep Tatum, then everybody else, you know, is expendable.
Oh, no, that's a good – no, you make a good point. Appreciate the phone call. I will check out Armando's. Probably not tonight. Someone else just texted in Bob's Food Store in Medford. Only thing is they close at 7, so I won't get a chance to get there tonight. So I'll have to do that another time. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Shin in Chelsea. What's up, Shin?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just want to talk a little, you know, Tatum for Anthony Davis. I'm so torn on it. I think you're right. I don't think they would give up AD without having Tatum in the deal. And I don't know what to really do.
Shin, last week, yeah. I was all in on it, Anthony Davis, and I don't know, and then you know, no, listen, because I'm usually set my ways. I'm you know, I'm a stubborn, you know, I guess I can say I'm Polish, so I can call myself a stubborn Polak. So it's not, nobody can be offended because I am Polish, so I can get away with that. And I'm a stubborn Italian too. So I'm one of those people that I'm all in on Anthony Davis. And then it's like, and then when Jason Tatum comes out last night and says, I want to play my entire career in Boston, it's like,
right.
How can you not, you know, you just, it's like, man, it's like, you know, what does Chris Rock always say, Shin? A man is only as loyal as his options, right?
Right, right. I mean, I think, like, you know, it's nice he says that, but I just, you know, whatever Tatum says, I don't think matters in the grand scheme of things because, you know, in the end, it's, you know, in this situation, it's not sort of his choice, you know, in the matter, you know, if he gets traded, Ainge wants to trade him, you know, he's going to get traded, unfortunately. And I was the same way. I'm like, you know, AD's worth it. But, you know, now I'm just thinking about it, you know, Tatum's still young. He can be even better than he is now.
I know. That's
that. Toward the basket, you know, not selling for those stupid jump shots as much.
Well, wait. Who do you think's leveling off?
Oh, no, I'm saying like Tatum, you know. Like,
right.
Yeah, the rough start to the season, man, selling for all those, like, long jump shots. You know, maybe one too many training sessions with Kobe.
That's it.
Summer, you know?
That's like, Shin, that's it. And by the way, I didn't like him training with Kobe at all. I just, because, you know, when you come training with Kobe, and that's his idol, and, you know, it's like, oh, he's teaching, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi or Obi-Wan Kobe is teaching Jason Tatum to be Luke Skywalker. And then all of a sudden, you know, you could see a little Jason Tatum's game sometimes where he doesn't take the high efficiency, high percentage shots, and I still love the kid. I want him to stay here in Boston. It's like New Orleans. Here's the thing. I mean, not that the Knicks can throw anything at him, but like, because the Knicks got nothing. I mean, they could throw their entire team. They said, we're going to throw our entire team. We're going to sign Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and we'll give you our entire team in three or four first-round picks. It's still not enough. Now, the Celtics have the most chips. Same thing with the Lakers. Now one guy who, I got to tell you, Shin, and it sounds like you know your basketball, one guy this year who's sort of having a better second season than Tatum, at least recently, is Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma is balling out, man, and he is taking his game to the next level. So all of a sudden, if the Lakers are dangling first-round picks, Kuzma, Ingram, Josh
ball.
Hart.
You got to throw it. You got to throw all
ball.
Three of them in there, I think.
Ball. Yeah, like to me. To me, if I'm New Orleans and you're going to offer me Kuzma, Ingram, Josh Hart, Ball, and first round picks, that to me is better than the Celtics.
Right, but don't you think if they did offer all that on the table, you know, why wouldn't the Pelicans taken that, you know, like a couple weeks back?
Right. Magic Johnson said that they did not negotiate in good faith. And by the way, who's Magic Johnson to talk about good faith when this guy has been accused of tampering with going after LeBron, tampering last week maybe with Ben Simmons? Oh, the NBA didn't find, but he, you know, Magic Johnson doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that you can't just go out there and recruit kids. This isn't college. Even in college, like a college coach is not allowed to talk about a kid unless he signs his name on an LOI, a letter of intent. And Magic keeps doing this stuff. He doesn't get it. It's not like, you know, oh, I'd like to tutor Ben Simmons. Elton Brand and the Sixers say, F you. Sorry, you're not going to tutor anybody. That's tampering, man. It's like now LeBron can do that. LeBron can recruit Ben Simmons this weekend in Charlotte and can recruit Anthony Davis this weekend in Charlotte. LeBron can do that, but you know, that's fine. There's nothing that you can't stop players from collaborating, but Magic Johnson needs to know his role and act like it for a while. I like, you know, Magic, fine. He's one of the greatest players of all time, but you can't tamper, dude. 617-779-7937. I'm going to throw this out there as well. Are you one of those people who believe the Celtics are better without Kyrie Irving? I'm the other way. I think you're nuts. I think you're insane. And I think that that maybe we should have you looked at if you think the Celtics are better without Kyrie Irving. But maybe you can convince me. Please do so. We'll get to all your phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.